Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Corn Utilization and Technology Conference is underway today through Wednesday in Louisville. Rick Bierling, Director of Research and New Uses at the National Corn Growers Association, event coordinator, says this gathering is international in scope, but of very practical interest down on the farm.
This conference is very important to corn growers throughout the country. Farmers make money growing corn, and there's two reasons for that. One is the great genetics they have. They get the yield, but you also have to have a price. And this conference can help as we try to maintain a good price for corn.
That price, in part, is determined by demand created by research and new and improved corn-based products.
Right now, in 2014, we are living off the research from the 1990s. We have to continually think about that this is not a turnkey switch. We can say, hey, we need to do something new now, and it's out in a year or two. This is a long process.
Typically for a successful new product, about 15 to 20 years of research. So as he put it, with this conference, they're casting a wide net.
There'll be public and private researchers from Europe, Asia, and North America. So it really is an international conference. So it's going to be public, private, and from all over the world.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home, lot, and construction loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we deal with every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your financing needs, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
The National Corn Grower Association's Rick Bierling says at this week's Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, there is focus on perfecting and building upon existing products. They're also looking to the future, as in development of corn-based polymers, which could slide into creation of biorefineries.
Like a petroleum refinery, except using corn and corn products as the input and getting out the same products at the end, but they're just based on corn, biomass, ethanol, rather than petroleum. That's one of the things we're looking at for the future, and it's going to take a while to get there, but we need to keep this going and keep people interested and keep the research going so that we can bridge that gulf between research and eventually having corn-based refineries.
That research conference running through this Wednesday in Louisville. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.